Scientists in Iceland are looking into a rather intriguing potential energy source by drilling deep into a volcano. They've reached nearly 5 kilometres down and are close to creating the hottest borehole ever drilled. They believe they may be able to harvest energy from it, as our science correspondent Rebecca Morrell reports.
In the south of Iceland, geologists are heading into the unknown. Inside a giant rig, a drill has been operating for 24 hours a day since August, and it's descending into the heart of a volcano.
I've climbed up the rig to come and take a closer look at the drill. It's quite thin, actually, probably about 20 centimetres wide, and it just keeps on going and going and going. This is a huge piece of equipment.
It is capable of drilling down to 6 kilometres. This time we are settling for 5 kilometres.
So far, they've reached nearly 4,500 metres down into a volcanic system. Tell me what you're finding as you're going down.
It's getting hotter. And that's what we want. And we don't expect to drill into magma.
It makes this the hottest borehole in the world. And the plan is to tap into its energy. Nearby, steam is blasting from the ground, blending into the grey sky. Iceland is one of the most volcanically active places in the world. Harnessing this through geothermal technology is already well established here.
In this area, we typically drill to 2 or 3 kilometres depth to harness the steam to run the power plant and produce clean, renewable electricity. We want to see if the resource goes deeper than that.
And this is why. 5 kilometres down, molten rock mixes with water. But with the extreme heat and immense pressure, the water becomes what's known as supercritical steam. It's neither a liquid nor a gas, but it holds far more energy than either. And it's thought that this could be converted into 10 times more electricity than any conventional geothermal wells.
We hope that this will open new ways and new doors for the geothermal industry globally to step into an era of more production with less environmental impact and a lower cost.